This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA has set spring crop insurance prices. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As spring planting gears up across the country, the Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency has determined crop insurance prices for 2026. Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, has details on three major crops.
So for 2026, spring prices were finalized at approximately $4.62 per bushel for corn, $11.09 per bushel for soybeans, and $6.19 per bushel for wheat. Of course, there are other crops that have been finalized. Spring prices are set by the future prices through the month of February for these crops. And so these will be helpful in determining the coverage levels for crop insurance.
Parham said these are slight changes from what farmers saw in spring of 2025.
So for corn, we see a price that's down about 1.7%. We also see prices for wheat being down about 5.5%, while soybean prices are up. It's important to know that this is the spring price, and so we'll have to wait to see what the harvest price looks like in the fall to know what coverage will be for crop insurance.
Parham said farmers have a stronger safety net this year, thanks in part to the updates in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
There are other risk management tools like ARC and PLC. ARC county prices this year will be set at $5.03 for corn, $12.17 for soybeans, and $6.98 for wheat. There's also PLC set by the break-even price, and so these will provide a great and strong safety net for our farmers across the country.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way, you can get our five ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts under the podcast tab. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.